Today, and what was that about Wall of Force disputes? Honestly, the nerve of some people.
Jimmy's right there.
Definitely.
We snuck in. We got the tailor who basically got us into the tribal meeting place. We had to sneak past a couple of guards.
Because he betrayed you, didn't he?
But not until at that bit yet.
Oh, right, yeah.
So he snuck us in, and then we managed to get past the first two checkpoints. We went in a big room, but then he betrayed us and came running in with some guards. Corian cast invisibility. We ran and hid, and then managed to sneak around until we got into what seemed to be an area where they had all the big battle plans and everything set up on a table. And there were four guards wearing spiky plate armour, and then there were two guys in robes with glowing eyes and a king.
I think there were six guys in spiky armour. Let me check my book, it's all here. Sorry, hold up people, but I'm pretty sure there were six guys in spot. Oh, you know what? This is only our previously section. Jimmy, takeaway, continuing. Okay, Dad, I think Jimmy's introduced us, and I checked, there were five swordsmen.
Five, all right, halfway. Okay.
So.
Let's say there's just four then, just for all times.
No, there's five, Dad.
Okay. All right then. So
we're hopping into combat.
Well, we need to roll initiative first.
One second.
You're still invisible, so I need to decide what I'm going to do.
Oh yeah, you haven't decided what you were going to do, did you?
Well, because I couldn't do fireball because it would destroy all the
documents.
The papers, yeah.
Right, so I'll roll. First off, I'll roll initiative for the spiky swordsman. Okay, so there are that. Oh, this is epic. Right, so that's what they're on. Ooh, that's good. Oh my gosh, Dad. The spellcasters are probably way ahead of whatever you're going to get.
Oh dear, let me see.
Yeah, roll initiative, Dad. Good. Okay. 20 total. Okay. So, That means you're on 20. What's your HP?
61.
And AP
is 22.
Add Adric. Yeah, I can just add Adric Baldock. Conditions, invisible.
Invisible at the moment, yeah.
Quarion. His initiative? Oh my gosh. I was hoping the spellcasters would go quickly. Dang. Ah, well. And that's Quarion. Right! So. Wait, I need to make sure. Conditions. Invisible. Right, there we go. And we're going. Right, so, round one. So, what are you going to do?
You've got any music?
Well, sorry. Oh, yeah. It's Quarion's turn currently.
He rolled well.
Yeah, he got a 24 total.
Oh, my word.
Right. So, are you going to strategize while you've still got some time?
So do I get a free action, in which case what I'll probably do is I will probably cast I'm going to cast Spirit Guardians.
Spirit Guardians?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Okay, so Spirit Guardian, so what does that do?
Okay, so as I am a servant of Moradin, essentially the lots of tiny little hammer-wielding dwarves appear, like sort of slightly green in colour, and they're all going, "Ah, Adric Baldock, hero of the realm, you've probably heard of me. Ah, Adric Baldock, hero of the realm, you've probably heard of me."
Okay, so let me just have a look. What's it called? Oh yeah, D&D Beyond. Right, so okay, so you cast that, so that removes your invisibility essentially.
Yes.
So Quarion is no longer invisible, and Adric is no longer invisible. Quarion is going to cast. What should Quarion cast? Let's see. Let me just have a look at this. Okay.
The suspense is killing me, Archie.
So, Quarion's going to cast Lightning Bolt.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yes. Because they're lined up like that.
Yeah.
So two of them need to make a dex saving throw.
Wow. Okay.
So
he only hits two of them.
So first one's dex saving throw. Nat 20. Second one's dex saving throw. Success. Even when Quarion casts a level 3 spell, he can't do it right.
Yeah. Still, it's a good spell.
Yeah. The worst part was, oh, wait, no, I can still roll damage. It just takes half damage.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, so that's 2d8, 3d8, 4d8, I know, Dad. I don't have enough D8. Oh, 5 D8s. I just need 3 more after this. Okay, so that's 6, 12, oh no, 8, no, I'll just roll this, I'll just do this. Booby-dooby-doo, Dungeons and Dragons, tools, my characters. Right, so, the Arc of Lightning whips out from Quarion and strikes them in the chest. Okay, so if I just see how, I'm just about to see that now. View. Oh God, I hate how laggy something's up. Right, here we go. D8, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Roll. Right, Dad. And... oh. 44. 22 points of damage to each of them.
Wow. That's pretty good.
So that is...
can you roll 44?
No, because it's halved.
No, but yes, I mean, it's 22 halved, so it was 44.
Yeah. So HP 22 minus. There we go. Right. So, Dad. It is now the next round, because that was your surprise round. Okay.
Okay.
So, the first per... oh, wait. Boom, boom, boom. Advanced with no eye. Ugh. Right, Quarion, back to the top. So, it's Quarion's go again, and he's going to see if he has any more luck with this lightning bolt malarkey. So, he's going to cast it again. Successful save. And another successful save!
Gosh, he's not doing very well at all.
No. For a total of, oh my gosh, 19 points of damage.
Wow.
So HP, 19. Oh, okay, and those two swordsmen fall unconscious.
Gosh, that was quick.
Yep. They only have 40 HP. Right, Dad, so there's still 3 swordsmen left, but still.
Okay.
Right, so it is now Spellcaster 1's turn.
Oh, dear.
Okay, so... they are... you know what? For comedic effect, they're also going to cast Lightning Bolt.
Okay.
Okay, so please make a dexterity saving throw.
For that, I don't have to.
What for? Why?
Wall of Force.
Oh yeah, of course, they can't shoot through it. Okay.
So the Lightning Bolt cracks against the Wall of Force, and they use a spell slot.
Okay, but also, he's going to release the Wall of Force, this one spellcaster, and it's the next spellcaster's turn. Okay, he's also going to cast that. Make a dex saving throw, please. Quarion got a 4, so he's going to take full damage. That is a successy messy. Oh, I accidentally closed the tab. Crud. 1 second. Right. So. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. It's being rolled.
Okay,
so, Dad, you take 21 points of damage.
Halved.
Yeah, I've got you here as No, 21 is being halved.
Oh my god, okay. Yeah.
So I've taken that off of you. You've got 40 HP left.
Yeah.
And let me check Quarion. HP. He took the full 42, however. So Quarion's nearly dead. This little tool is really handy. Anyway, Dad, let's see whose turn it is now. It is now your turn, Adric.
Okay. Adric will cast spiritual weapon. In fact, the maps and everything are out by the guards, and they're not out by the king. They're at the top end of the room. It's 50 feet away, yeah?
Yeah.
So if I fireball the king and the two spellcasters, I won't burn the maps?
Nope.
Okay. So I will fireball the two spellcasters and the king.
1 second.
So deck saving throw, please.
Give me 1 second, Dad. Oh. Dad?
Yeah?
Fireball's third level, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you can see one of the spellcasters clicks its fingers and your fireball fizzles out of existence.
Yeah.
Counter spell.
That's fair enough.
Okay, come on, Dad.
Well, that's it, that's all I can do.
Okay, so, oh yeah, of course. Yeah, you don't, well, you have a, yeah. Yeah, I don't think there is much you can do, actually. So, next turn.
Is there any cover I can move into to get out the way of the...
Good thing you said that. There are a couple of chairs nearby.
Okay, because Adric's quite small, I'll use one of them as cover.
Okay. So, obviously, two advanced swordsmen. They're unconscious. So, advanced swordsman number 3. So, Dad. Ooh, okay. Right. So, he's going to come over to you.
Yeah.
So, he's going to rush over to you and slash you with his sword. What's your... actually, I've got your AC here. 22. AC 22. Wow. Stand correct, won't you? Oh, he got a 21!
Yes.
Okay, so he now doesn't know what to do. Next swordsman is also going to rush over to you. Oh, 23, that hits, I believe.
Yes.
So, 1d12. Oh, wow, he rolled max damage. So you take 16 psychic damage.
What? For a sword?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so you're at 24 HP now.
Is that a magical spell?
You can make an arcana check if you want. It's an enchantment woven into the sword. You're not done.
Alright.
Right, Swordsman 5 is going to rush at Quarion. And... yeah, I don't think it is, but... give me a second. Yeah, no. Right, so, he's going to slash at Quarion. Natural 20. He nat 20's Quarion and he's already taken damage, Dad. He's only got 8 HP left.
Oh dear. Can Quarion... oh, okay, it doesn't make any sense.
16... take away 28. Right, Quarion is at minus 28.
Oh my word.
Well, no, sorry, he's at minus 20. If you want it simplified, he's unconscious.
Yeah, very much so, I think.
Right, so Quarion makes a death save.
No, it doesn't do until his turn.
It is his turn.
Oh, is it top of the round again?
Yep, top of the round. So Crown fails his death save with a whopping 2. It's now Spellcaster 1. And they are going to please make a wisdom saving throw.
I will reflect that back onto the spellcaster so he has to make these.
That's nice. Oh, and he fails. But how would that work though? Because it's technically a concentration spell. So being hit by a concentration spell reflected back at you would.
Well, what's the spell?
Hold person.
Well, so he's basically holding himself then.
Yeah. So, the problem is it's concentration. Oh, just say it lasts for the spell's duration.
He's not unconscious, because he's just held.
We'll just say it's paralyzed, but yeah. We'll just say he blasts a bolt of white light at you. A little piece of iron magnetically pulling towards you. But you raise your shield at the exact right time, and he hovers in the air and stands still.
We forgot to the two knights who take damage from my things we've lost.
Oh, yeah, 1 second. What's it called?
I'm just looking up now.
I've got it here. Spirit Guardians.
Yeah. Is Quarian within 15 feet of me?
You can say that. I think you can designate you can designate creatures.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But I'm just saying that the guy. So the guy who attacked Quarian and the two guys on me.
No, Quarian wasn't within 15 feet of you.
Okay. So they basically need to make a wisdom save.
Yeah. I'll do it now. What's your DC?
16.
So that's a fail and a success.
Okay. They take. So last round.
3d8.
Yeah, 6. 18 points of damage.
18 points of damage, halved to 9 for that one guy.
Yeah. And then we need to make another wisdom saving throw at the start of this turn.
Give me a second. That swordsman. It's not his turn yet, though, so. Negative.
No, it's the start of my turn, isn't it?
Give me a second. Oh, no, or it starts its turn there.
Okay, yeah, fair enough then.
So give me one quick second, Mundo Daddy. Nine. Takeaway. Right, okay. This really is a nice tool to use. Anyway, I believe the spellcaster. Yep, it's the conditions.
Oh,
paralyzed.
Archie.
Yeah?
So, when a creature enters the area for the first time in a turn, or starts its turn there.
Yeah. Yeah, so they would have only done it once then.
Okay, yeah, finally, you're right.
Okay, so next round. It is Spellcaster hashtag 2.
Was it not me?
No, it's there's two spellcasters. Remember, you were just doing that, that spell thing. Give me one quick sickie. Ugh. Right, it should be here somewhere. This level. Right. Ooh, there are so many nice ones. know what? Oh, yeah, he's definitely doing this. Okay, so, Dad.
Yeah?
He points his finger to where you stand, and a giant and a 20-foot sphere of yellow fog appears. So make a constitution saving throw, please.
I will use my armor to absorb it.
Oh, I think I made certain rules on this. Give me a second. the gamesmasters.fandom.com. The best site where you can find all of our things for this podcast. Oh, Dad.
Yeah.
It's fifth level or higher, so you use all five charges, and.
No, that's the shield.
No, that's the armor, mate.
No, the armor. Oh, the shield's got 10 charges. Sorry, the armor's got 5.
No, the shield's only got 5 as well.
Oh, it did have 10. Okay.
Right. So, the armor, Dad. Right. So, you take, because it's fifth level or higher, and then make a constitution saving throw, please.
Well, no, it can absorb it. It's 5 charges, and it's fifth level, and I've got 5 charges.
It uses it, Dad. It's 5 charges, but if it's fifth level or higher, it fails to absorb it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So make a constitution saving throw, please.
Natural
20. Nat 20? Nice. So that means the spell would technically miss. So you still, however, because of the armor, take 1d10 damage. A psychic damage. Take 3 psychic damage.
Okay.
One secondo. Okay, so that means it is the next guy's turn. So you take 3 points of damage. I'll mark that here. Right. Next round.
No, it will be my turn.
Yeah, it's your turn. Next round.
Alright, okay. Alright, so then next round. Okay, so I will bonus action healing ward on
Quarion. Okay. So he's stabilized.
Well no, he's come back to consciousness.
Yeah, okay. For how much?
He only dropped to 0. Plus
11
hit points.
11 hit points, nice. Okay, so he's alive again.
And then I will hit one of the guards.
Okay. What are you hitting it with?
With my magic hammer. Magic axe.
Yeah, okay. So that'll be number 3.
Is a 22 to hit.
That's a hit.
Okay, so I do 11 points of damage, and then obviously it'll activate the magical effect.
Yep, so 1d8, okay.
And I'll hit the one who took 18 points of damage before.
Okay. So that effect is that, does that. Okay, so you hit him, you smack him with your axe, and a miniature sun appears on the roof and fires something, what looks like a laser at him. Roll 3d8.
Oh my word.
6, 12, special, isn't it? Okay, so he's now on 3 hit points. Okay, so next round. It is Advanced Swordsman 1, who can't do anything. No, he can't do anything. Right, so it is number 3, but to start off with, he must make a wisdom saving throw, which he succeeds at. So, still roll 3d8, please. Because he just takes half.
Ooh, that's another good one. 7, 14, 19 points of damage.
Half to 8, okay. He's dead.
Half to 9.
He's dead.
Good.
I like how, Dad, you've nearly vanquished the entire encounter. And the time elapsed in game has only been 12 seconds.
Well, I mean, Karin's lightning bolt at the start did a good hit.
Yeah. So, right, in which case then it can't be his turn. Right, roll, I need to do wisdom save. He failed.
The other guy, yeah.
Fails, roll 3d8.
That's good. 15 points of damage.
So okay.
Yeah, no, it's
good. Gosh, you are destroying these guys. Okay, so Advanced Swordsman number 4 takes that. Right, so he is now going to thwack you hard, and he misses.
Yes.
So it's the next swordsman, so he's going to enter your thing to try and charge at you.
Isn't he attacking
Quarion? Oh, yeah, of course. In which case, then...
Well, he doesn't have to, he can attack me.
I think you'll attack Quarion, seeing as he's just come back up. Oh my gosh, Dad. I got another nat 20.
Oh, he's down again.
On attacking Quarion. Well, we'll see. So that's, 16. I mean, might as well try. Yeah, no, Quarion's dead again.
Oh my goodness, me, Quarion.
Okay, so it is back to the top. And, Dad.
Yeah?
So you can see, with your passive perception, you can see, The curtains are starting to blow, as if blown by the wind. The tapestries around the side. And out of 8 of the tapestries come 8 skeletons.
Oh, Lord, is this not hard enough?
Eight,
dead.
8 mini skeletons. Mini Skelebob, and their initiative is by default 1, HP 5, AC. They're not very tough, Dad.
I know, but it's all, I think this is going to finish us off, but yeah, go for it. Who summons them?
You don't know. Okay, and added the Skellybobs. There's 8 mini Skellybobs. Oh no, 10 mini Skellybobs. Okay, so, and folks, for our half break, our adventurers are surrounded by these evil mini Skellybobs, as well as 2 spellcasters. Quarion's downed. Will our adventurers come back from the brink? Find out in about like 10 seconds or so for you, I guess. See ya!
It's a pretty hard encounter.
Yep, I agree.
Continuing further on the Dawn's Forces, War of the Dwarves. Welcome back to the Dawn's Forces, War of the Dwarves.
Thank you.
Well, that's us back from our break. Yeah, well, just don't overthink it. Don't overthink it. Anyway, so,
right. And
we dive back. Wait, I can't do it without the dramatic music. Oh no! And we'll diving back right into combat. Okay, let's go. So skeletons have just come out the walls, and there's one spellcaster, one swordsman, and the king left.
Okay, is it top of the round?
So it's top of the round. Quarion, who's unconscious.
And now
the king lumbers from
the top. Finish the bottom.
The king lumbers. The king lumbers from the top of his seat. Yeah, and he stretches out his hands and launches a massive fireball at you. You. One second, I'm just getting it up. Fireball spell. So, I believe I know what it is. Yeah, so please make a dexterity saving throw.
Can I use my D30?
No. You're never going to be able to use your D30, does? That is definitely a success. So now he's going to roll half to damage. Okay, he's rolling damage, Dad. There we go.
86.
Yeah, let me check. Oh, okay, so that is 16 points of damage, Dad.
16, okay.
Yep, I'll just mark that off your HP.
Okay.
Okay.
9, 6, 16, 24, 25.
Okay, so it's
Dean's turn, I think.
Okay, so at this point, you hear a clattering coming from around. Oh, I forgot to add you to it. You hear a clattering coming from around you, and you look back to see that one of the doors is now open. And in front of it is... Describe yourself.
Well, no, tell me what I see first.
Okay, so you see a large hall ornately decorated with pillars and a large golden throne at the other end. In which sat, well, once sat a king, who's now stood up.
Okay, is there anyone else?
There's a spellcaster in flowing robes, and there is also one swordsman who is over what looks like an unconscious body.
Okay, so standing in the doorway, massive half orc, very broad, very tall. Dark plate armor, dark visor, but like a Spartan helm, so you can see through it. And he's carrying what looks like a huge glaive. And he, as he enters, standing there, he points his glaive at the king, and he says,
"You who have offended my god have earned forever my enmity. And that is something that is not worth having."
And he's going to do a vow of enmity as his first bonus action, which means on the king, which means that he's going to get advantage on attack rolls when he's fighting him.
Okay. The dwarf goes, "Ah, yeah, we need a bit of help. My name's Evan Muller. You probably heard of me."
I don't know who you are, tiny man.
Okay, you can become one of my retinue.
And then I'm going to... what are you doing? No, this is it.
Okay, so...
And then I'm going to attack as a swordsman standing over the dwarf man.
No. Okay. He's standing over a much larger unconscious body.
Okay, the soldier is again... Okay, so between me and the king, there's a soldier...
Yeah.
And magician. And yeah. A wall force.
No, the wall force is no longer. Gone.
Okay. But could there, I just go straight
there is
to
a
the,
rather imposing green cloud.
Could I just go straight to the king?
You can try.
Well, in terms of distance, can I just go straight to the king?
You could run straight to the king, yes.
And still attack him.
I mean, there's a rather odd-looking green cloud in your way, but yes.
Okay, so you didn't tell me that before. When I said describe the room...
Sorry, I forgot.
And then you didn't describe...
Yeah, I only just remembered.
Okay. It was 50 feet long. Okay, so I can't get to him in one turn.
No.
Right, okay. Well, that might be
actually,
worth saying.
Actually, sorry. I forgot how long the room
is. Okay, in which case then, is the soldier...
Yeah, you can easily hit the soldier.
Okay, right. I'm going to run to him and I'm going to slash him in his face.
Okay.
First attack. What's your proficiency bonus you've got, Dad?
+3.
Thank you. 18.
Let me just check. Your glaive just clangs off his armor.
What? How? That's it. Right, okay, well that also misses. What the fuck?
Jack, you can't say that. Jack, you can't say that on a quick kiss.
Well, you can edit it out.
Anyway, let's go.
What's going on with this? 18 doesn't hit.
No.
Okay, well, that's me then. That's me.
Okay, right, so now...
That's useless.
Now, I believe... yep. So, it's the spellcaster.
Don't worry, my fine fellow, you'll do better next time.
It's the spellcaster's turn.
This is a drastically unbalanced encounter.
So, he turns... So, the green cloud disperses, and it almost seems to be drawn towards a small iron pendant at his neck. Make a wisdom saving throw.
Me?
Michael, this is for the pendant!
That pendant is for the Lord! So that is... 16. And I'm going to put the other one.
Okay. You just missed, Jack. Yeah, you just failed it.
Actually, what level did you think we are? Exactly.
6.
It's not constructed like a 6th level encounter. Welcome to Atenosia.
Well, Dad, it's Volcar. You're in Volcar now.
Oh, yeah,
Dad defeated a giant centipede.
Yeah. This is not a giant centipede, though, is it?
It's actually easier.
I fought a giant centipede surrounded by stuffy initiates when I was level 4.
Why?
To get good loot.
Well, I was kind of thinking that.
Also, he's got an AC of 22. Anyway, so, you find you can't move.
Okay, sure. Why not?
You're a humanoid, right?
If I say no, are you going to check?
What do you mean?
Yes. Okay, then yes, I am a humanoid.
Wait, I'm making sure.
I am a humanoid, actually.
Okay, right, so that's his turn. Dad, it is now your turn.
Okay. I will bonus action healing ward on Quarian.
Okay.
Running low on spell slots.
Oh.
Quarian gets. It's plus my spell casting ability, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. He gets 11 hit points back.
take a swing at him then?
22 to hit.
That hits. Roll damage, and I'll roll the effect.
Fingers crossed, this literally doesn't work.
13 points of slashing damage.
Okay, so he takes that, if I go down to him. HP. Right, Dad, so, and your sword blows up in your face.
What?
I got a 1 on the 1d4, Dad.
What does that mean?
2 points of damage.
Why is there a 1d4 involved?
He's got a magic effect, so essentially he's got a magic effect on his axe.
75% of the time, and then 25% of the time that hurts me.
By, like, 1d4 damage.
Okay.
Anyway. Now, is that your turn over, Dad?
Yeah, action bonus, action move. So I'm now standing, I'm interposing myself between Dane, Quine, and the guard. And he's saying, don't worry, gentlemen, I'll protect you.
Okay. That was, for listeners at home, Siri just chimed in. Anyway, it is now the swordsman's turn. So, because you actually did damage to him, Dad, he's going to turn around and strike you. Ah! Crud. Fumble. Going to turn around and strike you. And that is a miss, Dad.
Okay.
So it's now the mini... It's now the mini Skelly Bob's turn. Okay, so they're going to rush towards all of you. Sadly,
am I paralyzed? What's my situation?
Yeah, you're paralyzed. Sadly, they don't have much movement. So only three of them, or four of them, will get to you this turn.
Okay,
so, these three are going to hit, you, Dad.
Okay.
So, one of them, your AC is 22, right?
22.
Okay, this guy only just hits 19 plus 3. And he does 3 points of damage. And if I can find you on here. Adric, there you go. Yep. 22 left. Right, so. The next Skelly Bob is going to hit you, Dane.
Cool.
What's your AC?
19.
Nice. And, oh no, doesn't he have advantage because you're paralysed?
Oh wait, 17, sorry, not 19.
Does he have advantage because you're paralysed?
I don't know, does he have advantage because you're paralysed? Depends on the monster.
All musket fails strength and dexterity saving throws. Yada yada yeah. Oh my gosh, I hate this sometimes. Definitely frightened, grappled, incapacitated. Paralyzed. Oh yeah, attack rolls have advantage. That's also a miss. Okay, so now it is Quarion's turn.
Quarion,
finish them all off. Okay, so Quarion looks at all the Skelly Bobs that have, mini Skelly Bobs that have coordinated just right away from the table in one massive group, and he's going to fire a fireball. And Dad! That is... Right. So that is 1 fail, 2 fail, 3 fail, 1 success, 2 success, 3 fail, 4... I'll just roll 1 for all of them. Fail. Okay? So they take the full 8d6 damage.
Does Carrion often come in and kill everyone at the end of everything?
No, he often gets knocked unconscious and misses firebolts.
He's been invaluable in some instances.
Okay, so the rest of the mini Skelly Bob's dad die. So give me a second.
Only
three left. Yep, only three left. There's only three mini Skelly Bobs around you left. I'm just gonna kill off these guys. 8 and 9, dead.
Well done, Quasar.
Okay, so it is now the king's turn.
Nice. Remember, he's been enmited.
Oh.
So he should be really scared.
Okay.
I get advantage on hit rolls against him.
Okay, he's going to... Oh.
What's the symbol of... What's the name of the deity?
A Zafar.
Zafar. What's Zafar's symbol?
I think it's either a hammer or a crow.
Well, he's got a hammer. He's got a picture of something hammering a crow on his chest.
It's a crow, I think. That's what symbol he came in, animal he was in.
Yeah.
When I rescued him.
So, I just need to find 3d10 because I like the rolling dice. Okay, so he's going to, Jack, shoot a fireball at you. Make a ranged spell attack. And he gets a natural 1.
Do you make ranged spell attacks with fireball?
Firebolt.
Ah, I see.
Yep, so that's a nat 1. He takes 2 points of damage. HP. Okay, so it's now, Dane, your turn. Make a wisdom saving throw, please.
Okay, I'm going to go make the dinner.
Oh, yeah, you're still paralyzed.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, it's now the next... It's now the next spellcaster's turn.
There's one thing that I like when I play D&D. It's coming in turn one, not being able to hit anything, and then being paralysed. So I'm going to do other things.
It's a spell... Okay, so it's the spellcaster's turn now, Dad.
Okay.
So, you know what? No, they can't heal themselves. So you know what? He's going to try a firebolt as well. Yep, he misses. Anyway, now it is your turn, Adric.
Okay. So they've got these three skeletons on us.
Yep.
Oh, I've still got, what's his face up, don't I? There's a weapon.
Oh, yeah, of course.
No, I've got Spirit Guardians.
Oh, of course, so that guy would have taken damage because he started his turn in it.
Yeah.
He has to make a wisdom saving throw, right?
Wisdom saving throw.
He fails. Roll damage.
Okay,
Thirteen points of damage.
And the skeletons as well.
Oh, yeah, in which case then... All those Skelly Bobs are dead. You've killed all the Skelly Bobs. They only have 3 HP.
Cool.
Right. So, it is now... you've got your bonus action.
Well, no, I haven't done anything yet.
Oh, yeah, of course. You've got your actions. I forgot. Okay. I thought that was an attack.
How far away is Spellcaster?
He is, I'm going to say, about 30 foot away.
Okay, I will charge up and I shall hit him with my axe.
Okay.
That is 15 plus 8.
Hit.
23.
Hits.
I do. 5.
11 points of damage plus the effect, so it doesn't backfire in your face. Okay. And one last one. Okay, roll 2d8, please.
2, 7.
Okay. A little fireball comes down and bounces on top of his head.
Okay.
How much damage is that now? 20.
18.
Okay, 18. Go. Okay, right. It is now. Whoops. It's not their turn. Oh, it's the advanced swordsman turn. So, he's going to turn around and strike you, Dad. And he misses.
Who is this?
The swordsman.
Well, he's dead.
No, he's not.
Well, he's taking 26 points of damage.
He's got 14 HP left.
Oh, okay.
Because remember, you hit the spellcaster.
No, but last time I hit him.
Yeah, and now he's got 14 HP left.
Okay.
Anyway. Okay, it is boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 beep, beep, beep. Okay, it's now Quarion's turn. Eager to dispose of this sorcerer, he's going to cast Firebolt. And he hits!
Wow.
Quarion hits a Firebolt. That's an all new thing that's never, well, maybe once or twice, happened here before on the Gamers Masters.
So when somebody can do all our stats and they can tell us how true that is.
So he takes 16, the spellcaster that's left takes 16 points of damage. He is very low on HP.
Oh, I'll tell you what else I forgot to do was to use a spiritual weapon, but I think it's going to really do it written for the range actually. So.
No. Right. So it is now the king's turn.
My spiritual weapon was moved 20 feet last time towards the king.
Okay, so he is going to now. You're close to the king, so he's going to hit you with his greatsword.
It was 50 feet away before.
Yeah, you moved to the spellcaster, which was 30 foot.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So he lumbers towards you, and he's...
Okay, well, he needs a wisdom saving
throw. Oh, yep. Success, I believe, because that is a 19.
Yes, that's a success, okay. He takes half of 11, so that is 5 points damage.
Okay, he is not even gone below a large number yet. Anyway, right. So he's now going to hit you with his greatsword, and he misses.
Hooray!
It's 1 second. Jack, your turn. Right, Dane, you should make a wisdom saving throw.
Nope.
Okay. Right. So.
Oh, maybe it's easier for me to succeed.
Right, so.
There's no point me hanging around if I'm just frozen.
Is the spellcaster's turn, Dad?
Okay.
So he. What's he going to do? Well, you're using melee combat, so. I want to check something. Is that a spell? Ah, yes, here it is. Okay, so he's going to make a melee attack on you. Oh no, he has to roll Spirit Guardians.
Yes.
And he fails.
Okay, he takes 8. That is 15 points of damage.
And he is dead. Okay, so.
That's what happens when you mess with Eldritch Bolt, Dark Heroes Realm. Who casts Hold Person on Dane?
Jack,
yeah.
Your hold person's over now. It's not your turn, but your hold person's over.
Awesome, thanks, Arch.
Right, so it's Adric. It's your turn now, Adric.
Okay, I will hit the king.
Hit the king? Okay. Make an attack, please.
that one.
Oh well.
But my spiritual weapon will also hit.
Okay.
That is a 17.
That is a hit just.
Wow, I didn't think that was it, but okay.
How much?
Right. He does. 13 points of damage.
Ouch. Okay, alright, so it is now the swordsman's turn. So he's going to run up to you and hit you with his sword.
Yeah, he needs to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay, so that, he fails. Oh, he's dead?
Yes. That was lucky.
Yep. Alright, so, now that means. If I. It is now. Quarion's turn.
He missed his turn last time.
No. He fired a firebolt. He's going to shoot a firebolt at the king, because that's the only person left. And he misses, in true Quarion fashion.
Well done, Quarion.
It's now the king's. It's now the king's turn, and he's going to take a slash at you with his great sword, and he hits.
Okay.
Oh, that's rubbish. He does 10 points of damage. Right. Jack, your turn! Okay, and now it is Dane's turn.
Right, so.
It's now Dane's turn.
Magician is dead. The swordsman's still up, or is he gone
no,
as well?
No, it's just the king.
Sweet! I'm gonna yoink charge at the king. What's my god's name again?
Zafar.
Zafar. Well, Zafar! Stab him with a. Oh wait, no, sorry. First action. Give me a second.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Give me a memento. I did have this planned. Yes, for a bonus action, I'm gonna cast magic weapon.
Ooh, what does that do?
Which makes my glaive a magic weapon.
Wow.
So.
Doesn't change much, but...
Well, it does. It gives me plus one attack and damage.
Oh, okay. That changes a bit.
Which means that's a 21 to hit.
That definitely hits. You overshoot it by 4.
Sweet. Okay.
Roll damage.
I'm assuming a glaive is 1d8.
Might wait, Dad, 4. I just realised something. Wait, let me... I gotta check the rules for... Guardians, give me 2 seconds on that, Jack. Right, so Dad, technically, it's only when you cast the spell you can designate creatures that are unaffected by it.
And?
So what does that mean?
That would mean that Dane would have to make a wisdom saving throw.
Well, it depends if you want to be an ass about it or not.
It's up to Dad.
Well, no, it's up to you.
So, I mean, I think, well, what I think, Archie, is because I am Officer Far, and so is he, that
yeah, that
would not affect him.
Yeah, that would make sense. Okay, so, roll damage then.
That is 13 points of damage.
Okay. No, that's 14. Alright, okay, right.
I'm hacking again.
Oh yeah.
I've got 2 attacks.
Okay. Second attack.
Yeah, that hits.
Yeah, it does. Ah.
That's 11 points of damage.
Beep, beep. Okay. So it is now your turn, Adric.
Okay. Adric will lean forward at the king and go, "Foul Lord, you shall not survive this battle." Oh, and he gets 12.
That's a miss, funnily enough.
And then
spiritual weapon?
Natural 20.
Nice.
Let's go.
Okay, are we doing full damage crit rolls?
Full damage, add rolled damage, yeah.
Okay, so. 17 points of damage.
Okay, really? Even with the crit?
Yeah, I would roll the 2.
Ooh, ow. Okay, so, it is. Oh, whoops. Alright. It is now all of the dead people's turn. Okay, now it is Quarion's turn. So he's going to shoot. He's going to try and shoot a firebolt at the king, and he misses, funnily enough. And it is now the king's turn. So, he's going to hit you with his greatsword. Jack, he's going to hit you with his greatsword.
Do you get a pop then, Fanny?
That's a miss.
Good.
It is now your turn, Dane.
Sweet.
You're the only person here with full hit points.
Well, king's about to get got, son. I can roll that again. Yeah, that hits.
Yeah.
So I just roll two of them back to back.
Yeah.
Okay, second attack. That also hits. Do I crit? No, I don't. Okay.
Damage! On the grid.
So that is 2d10 plus 8. Nineteen points of damage,
okay. Ooh, wow, the king's getting low. Right, it is now your turn, Adric.
Okay, Adric says, look, I'm going to get this, I'm going to write this down, just stand still. Ah, that's another nat one.
No.
As your, Dad, just for this little bit, as your, is it a sword or an axe?
It's a battle axe.
As your axe swings by him and misses him, he says, okay, I'll stand still.
Yeah, so okay, I'll get the next one. Anyway, the other one is a 22 to hit.
That's definitely a hit.
It does 12 points of damage.
Okay, ooh, the king's looking a bit beaten at this point.
Did he make wisdom saving throw for the...
Oh yeah, of course. He fails.
Okay, so he takes another 9 points damage.
Oh, he's looking really low now.
He's on death's stoop.
Literally. Anyway, it's just Quarion's turn. And he's going to see
finish
if...
Him off, Quarion,
he's going to see if this firebolt does work this time. And he misses again. Ground should really stop doing. He's going to cast a different spell next time. It is now the king's turn. And he's going to cast... Oh no, not that. That's way too high level. He's not going to cast that. He's going to cast... Actually no, Dad, he can't cast anything. He needs to roll whiz save again. Because he starts his turn in your spiritual guardians. That's a success.
Okay.
Can you do enough damage?
Five points of damage. That's half already.
He's looking like he's about to topple over.
Surrender, you foul lord, and I may yet your mercy.
I won't.
Dane, your turn. You're probably going to get the final hit on him.
You will find no mercy from me.
So you don't need to do back to back.
20.
That's a hit.
Okay.
Anything above 17 hits. That kills him.
Nice.
How do you want to do it?
What's your name again, Dad?
Adric.
As Adric says, "Surrender, we mates. We may offer you mercy." I says, "You will find no mercy in me." And I spin around, and in one smooth motion, almost like an execution, slice through his neck. And his head stays there for just a moment before sliding to the floor.
He said,
"That's cool."
He says, "Why?" And then, Dad, your crystal rings. Dippy dippy dip, bippy dippy dip, bippy dippy dip.
Alright, I'll say, "Yes, it's Adric Baldock, hero of the realm. You've probably heard of me."
Who is this tiny man?
You recognise Lord Zaffy on the other end of the line, and he says, "Is it going okay so far?"
"Well, I mean, all I can say, Lord Zaffy, is just as well we weren't in the middle of a speak or something, if you're going to call me up in the middle of a mission. I'll use the sending stone to take a picture of the king and send it to him, saying, "Oh, just his head." So we've got this guy. Is he on the target list?
Oh yes, definitely.
I pick up the head, start carrying it. This is my head.
And he said, Lord Zaffy says, "Who's the moody pants?" Lord Zaffy says, "Who's the moody pants that's also there?"
"I am a knight of the god whose name I forgot."
Zafar.
One of my acolytes. I'm like his boss.
"I have never met this man before in my life."
"No, but I'm a priest of Zafar, and you're just a paladin, so technically you just have to do what I say."
"I have been under the tutelage of Zafar for millennia. By which I mean about 3 years. I have a short memory."
"Okay. I mean, it does feel like a long... He does go on a bit.
How dare you insult my lord Zafar? Do you want to share this fate?" And I put my head, put the head like close to you. "Is this the fate you want to share?" Jiggle it about.
Me and Zafar are besties, actually, so
He's never told me about you.
Well,
you can see
he doesn't tell everybody.
You can see that a little hole opens up in the ceiling, and a half worn out crow appears, and it says in a very harsh voice, "I am the messenger of Zafar, and I have never heard of Tiny Man before."
"There you go, see? The crows speak."
My name is not Tiny Man, is it, Edric?
"You are tiny, such a tiny man. Where are your legs, Tiny Man?"
Edric is incredibly short, even for a dwarf.
His beard's taller than him.
"I have seen dwarves before, and they are small, but you are tiny."
"Yes, I may be more short in stature, but I make up for it with other stuff."
"Ew." "Why would you go there? There's no need for that."
I didn't go there, you did.
"Ew. This is why Zafar doesn't trust you."
Adric looks off to the side and goes, "Oh, Natasha."
The crow sort of... during this romantic moment, the crow sort of says, "Got to go," and poops on your head.
The blessings of Zafar. It is an honour for Zafar to poop on your armour.
Look, you have some of it then. So I wipe off my helmet and I'll draw the symbol of Zafar and crow poop on Nate's chest plate. So there you go, you have my blessing now.
This is a worthy gift. You may be allowed to live, tiny man. For you have many strange powers.
My name's Edric. I mean, you must have heard me. I'm a hero of the realm.
I have... All heroes of the realm are above 5'2".
Well, I'm more of a sort of... like a pocket size.
You like a hero of the Shire? Like the neighbouring county sort of thing? Like, you meant roofs?
Well,
You slay particularly large rats.
She said that that good things come in small packages, is what she always used to say to me.
But what about tiny packages?
I've never seen a small package. I don't go to...
No, hang on, no, I'm not going there. Right.
This is the second time! I have my head, but I will aid you,
okay.
Small one, as you have blessed me with the Lords afar. And for that, I am indebted to you, temporarily.
You can see, Zaffy, Lord Zaffy speaks again, and he says to you, don't say that, it'll get to his head. Anyway, give this guy a vault at the Necromancer's Orb?
I serve Zafar, but then, admittedly,
right.
Zafar doesn't pay me a lot on account of being a god. He's a bit strapped for cash at the minute.
You can see a you can see a single platinum coin falls on your head. Ding.
This will buy me lunch for many moons.
Yes, he's not sort of.
Anyway, he says, Zaffy.
I make my own clothes.
Zaffy continues to speak.
I thought so.
Do you want me to or not?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So, he says, okay, well, everything seems like it went okay. I'll meet you whenever. Oh, yeah, and you get a little. Oh yeah, and your cousin Morocodon said that whatever thing you had was ready.
Okay. Cool. Is there a right? I'll move the body into the room.
Okay. Make a d20 roll, please.
That is a 15.
Okay, you find, obviously, the war documents.
Yeah.
You also find 3 bottles of salt water, 3 bottles of salt water, 2 roasted chickens.
3 bottles of salt water?
Yeah. 2 roasted chickens. And 10 copper pieces, as well as obviously 1 crown and some black plate armor.
That looks like mine. These people are copying my look.
On the back of his chest plate, it has like a label made out of metal on that says on the back of it, the new Dane look.
I can't believe these people are profiting off my fame and popularity. I don't even seek fame and popularity, I just sort of have it. So many people know who I am and just want to give me money, it's crazy. They keep calling me Hero of the Realm and stuff, and I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Lord Zaffy says, should I leave the call, or, like...
Are you still here, then?
Yes. Why are you here, man in a box?
I called you ages.
Why are you in a box? Tell me this.
I can't hang up.
Tell me this truth now. Why are you in a box?
I'm in a crystal.
Sounds rude, and I hang up.
Okay. Yes, we'll,
They can track you on those things, you know. Very unsafe.
Well, wait till you meet
Bobby Jim's
box, the person
you can see a notification pops up on your phone and says, "This location has poor network coverage. Your crystal will be shutting down in 2 minutes."
Sounds about right.
Right.
Okay. So,
what are you gonna do now?
Well, I've pledged to aid.
I've got the stuff. I've got. So what else have I got? The king. So you said the king had like a circlet or something on?
A crown, and obviously there's his greatsword as well. It's got some runes inscribed on the side of it, but it doesn't look like they actually do anything.
Can I make an arcana check?
Okay.
Are you any good at arcana, Dean?
Let's find out. Arcana. Is it called? Oh, no.
Arcana.
What kind of a skill is arcana?
Intelligence.
Intelligence. No. Dane is not particularly well versed in arcana. He's sort of more of a...
Four.
You got a four?
Yes, I'm not particularly well versed in arcana either.
Okay, they don't seem like they do anything. They're purely decorative. Quarian says, "Yes, this looks like it might be used in some sort of ritual. Mainly where they might sprinkle salt water on it."
Well, so onto the sword?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take the salt water that we got, and I'll sprinkle a little bit on the blade.
Okay. The blade glows, and it splits in half, revealing two other blades, and then a blade in the middle comes out and shoots out of it. You've now got a three-bladed greatsword.
Damn.
Oh.
Sounds a bit unwieldy.
It does a bit. Okay,
like,
what damage does it do?
It does... Let me just look in my thingy. Magic items. Wait, it does... 3d6 plus 2 damage. Necrotic damage.
Damn.
3d6 plus 2. Okay. Got it.
What do you want to do?
Has it got a name?
You can give it a name if you want. Doesn't have a build. It doesn't have a name. I gave it. I just gave it. I just called it 3 Greatsword.
I'll call it Brian.
Brian. Yeah, sure. Right then.
No, right. shall we purge the evil from this world? So is there another way? Which house did you get in, Dean?
I allowed the Lord Zephyr to guide me.
Yeah, I meant what door did you use?
That one. And I point to the door that got like smashed up when I came in.
Okay. Does that lead straight outside, Arch?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, right, I'll see if I suspect we better get out of here before all the tribal elders come. You can tag along if you like.
I will kill the tribal elders. How many are there?
Quarian responds, 27.
I will come with you.
Yes, I think that's a good idea. Okay, we'll head out then.
Okay, you're heading out? Okay, so you walk outside and into a vast desert.
This was not here when I arrived.
It was.
Yes.
You can see Quarian said, "Well, if that would be the entrance, then we need to go around there and collect our cart and maybe get your force rifle back, because those were just prototypes. You probably have sold out of them by now. You only made a couple."
The force rifle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we'll head back then to the car to get our st-
We're going to head back to the cart, okay? Luckily, all the guards are inside, so you can get all your things. And you get it, and you hop in your cart. Are you going to activate the shield?
Yeah, we'll activate the shield, and we'll start heading back to... Where did we come from?
You came from... Let me just check. You came from Skrill, but it was the Esnil tribe where you met the robe seller.
Okay, but we don't need to go there. We've completed our mission, so we need to go back to Zafi, don't we?
Yep, so that would be... You need to head... I'm assuming you're going to go over the mountains?
Yes, we'll do that.
Great. So... You're going to be heading to Skrill. And that, folks, is where we shall leave the podcast today. And we'll see you for the next episode of Volcar. Say goodbye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye, everyone.
Bye. And seems like we have two heroes of the realm now. Well, happy accident.
I think you'll find there's only one.
I don't know what that means.
See you next time on The Games Draw Stage, The Dream of the Dice.